Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Ferriss, author of The 4-Hour Workweek, 4-Hour Body, The 4-Hour Chef, Tribe of Mentors, and just like the name of this podcast, Tools of Titans. This is a short-form podcast, most episodes just 10 to 30 minutes long, where I will be sharing actionable tips from Tools of Titans, which is a compilation of my favorite habits, routines, and tactics shared with me by world-class performers across nearly every field imaginable. After years in the making, the audiobook version of Tools of Titans is finally available, and you can download it at audible.com/Ferriss, F-E-R-R-I-S-S. The lessons in Tools of Titans have made me happier and healthier. They have made me more effective and literally saved me years of wasted effort and frustration. In short, they've changed my life. And the hope is that through both the audiobook and now this podcast, they help change yours. Please enjoy this episode. And if you'd like to listen to the other 100 plus profiles and chapters from Tools of Titans, please check out audible.com/Ferriss. Thanks for listening.
If the best in the world are stretching their asses off in order to get strong, why aren't you? Christopher Summer. Christopher Summer, Instagram, Facebook, at Gymnastic Bodies, gymnasticbodies.com, is a former U.S. national team gymnastics coach and founder of Gymnastic Bodies, a training system that I've tested for the last 8 months. No affiliation. As a world-renowned coach, Summer is known for building his students into some of the strongest, most powerful athletes in the world. During his extensive 40-year coaching career, Coach Summer took meticulous notes on his training techniques, his wins and failures, so that he could translate the best elements into a superior exercise system for both high-level and beginner athletes. His 4 decades of careful observation led to the birth of Gymnastics Strength Training, GST. Spirit Animal, Falcon.
Backstory. The combination of GST and acro yoga has completely remodeled my body in the last year. I'm more flexible and mobile at age 39 than I was at age 20. I'm going to skip explaining a lot, e.g. Maltese, Stalder, Press, Handstand. That is best seen in video or pictures, though I'll describe the most critical. Google is your friend. On working on your weakness. Quote, if you want to be a stud later, you have to be a pud now. End quote. Coach first told me this when I was complaining about slow progress with shoulder extension. Imagine clasping your hands together behind your back, arms straight, then raising your arms without bending at the waist. When in doubt, work on the deficiencies you're most embarrassed by. My biggest weaknesses are shoulder extension and bridging using the thoracic spine versus lower back arch. After improving them 10% over 3 to 4 weeks, going from making coach vomit to merely making coach laugh, a host of physical issues that plagued me for years completely disappeared. To assess your biggest weaknesses, start by finding a functional movement screen, FMS, near you. Related from Summer. Quote, you're not responsible for the hand of cards you were dealt. You're responsible for maxing out what you were given. End quote. Flexibility versus mobility. Summer's distinction between flexibility and mobility is the most concrete and clear I've heard. Flexibility can be passive, whereas mobility requires that you can demonstrate strength throughout the entire range of motion, including the end ranges. See the J-curl and pike pulse exercises later for 2 examples of mobility, which can also be thought of as active flexibility. The pike pulse is a particularly clear demonstration as it tests compression strength in a range that most people never experience. Consistency over intensity. Quote, slow down. Where's the fire? End quote. This is coach's constant reminder that certain adaptations take weeks or months of consistent stimuli. If you rush, the reward is injuries. In GST, there are surprising stair steps after long periods of zero progress. Roughly 6 months into doing his hamstring series with minor gains, I seemingly doubled my max ranges overnight. This was completely unsurprising to Summer. Quote, I used to tell my athletes there are stupid gymnasts and there are old gymnasts, but there are no old stupid gymnasts because they're all dead. End quote. Diet and exercise versus eat and train. Coach Summer dislikes the fitness fixation on diet and exercise. He finds it much more productive to focus on eat and train. One is aesthetic and the other is functional. The former may not have a clear goal, the latter always does. They failed warm-up. Coach, describing his first ever seminar for non-gymnast adults in roughly 2007. Quote, we've got all of these beasts there, advanced lifters, and they're strong. I tried to do my entry-level plyometric group work and some floor work with them. The stronger the athlete, the faster they went down. Knees, lower back, ankles, from baby stuff. We're not talking anything hard. We're talking about standing in place and, with knees straight, being able to bounce down the floor using just your calves. No way. Their tissues couldn't take it. They hadn't done anything like it. To show you how bad mobility was, we had 15 minutes on the schedule to stretch. Nothing intricate, nothing intense, just an easy, basic stretch. Get them loosened up for the day. That stretch took an hour and a half to complete. There were bodies lying everywhere. It was like I was in Vietnam or filming a war movie. I turned to my staff and I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now? They failed warm-up. They failed warm-up. End quote. Why those Olympic boys have gigantic biceps. Male Olympic gymnasts don't have biceps the size of their waists from curls. It comes largely from straight arm work, especially Maltese work on rings. But how on earth can you practice a Maltese as a novice? I use a 50-50 pulley system to cut my body weight resistance in half, which is similar to the ring thing, Power Monkey Fitness, or generic Dream Machine that Jason Niemer loves using. I combine this with power levers, strap on metal gauntlets that allow me to attach the ring ropes to my forearms anywhere between the elbow and the fist. This allows me to use progressive resistance, starting near the elbow and moving out to the hand. The best versions are currently only available in Europe, but there are vaguely similar Iron Cross trainers available in the US. Three movements everyone should practice. J-curl, described in the Gymnast Strong PDF that accompanies this audiobook. Shoulder extension. Lift a dowel behind your back, standing, or sit on the floor and walk your hands backward behind your hips. Thoracic bridge. Elevate your feet enough to feel the bulk of the stretch in the upper back and shoulders, not the lower back. The feet might be 3+ feet off the ground. Ensure you can concentrate on straightening your arms and legs, if possible, holding the position and breathing. Good goals for adult non-gymnasts. The following goals incorporate many different aspects of strength and mobility into single movements. Beginner, J-curl. Intermediate, straddle press handstand. Tim Ferriss, I'm working on this. Advanced, Stalder press handstand. Sometimes, you just need a vibrator. Coach Summer introduced me to a Russian medical massage specialist who recommended I use the plug-in, not cordless, model of the Hitachi Magic Wand on its high setting. I've never experienced such heights of ecstasy. Thanks, Vladimir. Just kidding. In this case, it's for relaxing hypertonic muscles, i.e., muscles that are tense even though they shouldn't be. Just place the wand on your muscle belly, not insertion points, for 20 to 30 seconds, which is often all it takes at the proper hertz. Tension headaches or a stiff neck? It's great for relaxing the occipitals at the base of the skull. Warning, having Hitachi magic wands lying out around your house can go terribly wrong. Or terribly right? Good luck explaining your hypertonic muscles. As one friend said to me, I think my wife has that same problem.
Hi all, this is Tim again. Thank you so much for listening. The full audiobook of Tools of Titans, which includes more than 100 chapters like these, can be found at audible.com/Ferris. And if you like long-form interviews, feel free to check out my long-form podcast, The Tim Ferris Show, which recently crossed 500 million downloads. It can be found at tim.blog/podcast. As a place to start, I might recommend Jamie Foxx, Elizabeth Gilbert, or Jim Collins. There are hundreds to choose from, but those are three really fun episodes to start with. And until next time, I wish you and yours all the best in these turbulent and uncertain times. Please stay safe. And again, thank you for listening.